The Emmys are just around the corner. Emmys 2019. I've got a fabulous guest on our podcast, Olympic and Bundy. Catherine Tulich is a reporter for Australian TV. Welcome to Olympic and Bundy.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm so excited.
Okay, so here we go. We're talking about the Emmys. Are you going to give me predictions?
I'd love to give you predictions. Ooh, I'm not sure I'll be right, but but I'd love to give them.
Why not? Emmys are just around the corner, so let's go with a drama series right away. We've got some new ones. We've got some iconic movies. Sorry, series.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah. Is it going to be Game of Thrones night? That's what everyone's predicting because, of course, the last season, contentious. Some people were not happy how it ended. But, of course, it's been such an amazing run. And it has always been a big one with awards. And I guess it'll probably get a good send-off.
32 nominations.
It's amazing.
Right?
Amazing. And I think it got 10 creative Emmys last week. So
already on a roll.
Already on a roll. So I think everyone's predicting that this will be... I'd imagine this one's going to take it out. But I tell you who might...
Yeah. Is there a challenge? Do we hear a challenge
Want a challenge. I want a challenge for one of my favorites. I think Killing Eve is like just been this extraordinary show with Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer, and they're both nominated as well.
In the same category.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. It is such an extraordinary category when you think about it. I mean, you have things like, well, you know... This Is Us, which has been now going for, you know, it's about to start its fourth season.
One of the few series on network television.
Yes.
Not streaming, not cable.
And that's what's so interesting, isn't it, now with when you look at the Emmys now, it's such a broad range. And, you know, now with Netflix being so influential, HBO sort of reigned for a while now, but Netflix has come in with a massive amount of nominations. But there's all different, you know, Killing Eve is BBC. I mean, there is just a great... selection here, you know, so this was just incredible. But yeah, you're right, broadcast TV is getting the nominations are getting smaller
like
and smaller.
That and The Good Place and then shows like Saturday Night Live and your late night talk hosts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now it's all gone to, all these other interesting. But, you know, what's great is that the variety of shows now, and that's what's so interesting. And, you know, the Emmys often award people that have already won awards. And, you know, they have a big run. They're like year after year after year, they win and win. But you never know, this year there might be a little switch up.
Well, I talked to a former CEO of the Academy in my last podcast, and he calls this the golden era of what to watch because you can pick what you want. And he described it as back in the day, we had the three channels and you watch whatever it was on.
Exactly.
Now you can tailor it to exactly what you want.
That's what's so extraordinary. Yeah. That's right. I mean, you just go on Netflix now and there's like, there is so much to watch. And that's what's interesting too. You know, a show like Ozark, you know, with Jason Bateman and Julia Garner, who is nominated, who plays
the
a role.
Supporting actress.
Best supporting actress. This is something that has a huge fan base and has really been supported by that. So yeah, there's a lot of sort of niche shows now that are really getting attention. And it took the Emmys, I think, a little while to catch up. I mean, we haven't spoken about comedy yet, but you know, Schitt's Creek, which is one of those shows that's now been what, five seasons with Eugene Levy
and
Catherine
O'Hara.
It's
just now getting a mass audience on Netflix.
Exactly. Yeah. And also that people have discovered this show and now again, huge fan base has been keeping it going for quite a while. And now that, you know, it's getting some Emmy love, which I think is well deserved.
And well, I like to think of myself as sometimes as an average viewer, maybe not being a newscaster here at Fox 11, but I stumbled on Schitt's Creek by just sampling on Netflix thinking, well, I love Eugene Levy and Splash.
Yeah.
Let me see what he's doing. What is he up to?
I know. And this was created with his son, Dan Levy, who's in the show as well. And it's just such a fun show.
It's kooky.
It's crazy. And it's kooky, right?
And Catherine O'Hara also up for...
Oh, my God. I love her.
Yep,
how many
actress.
Movies has she done? And she's always such a delight to watch.
She's up for lead actress in a comedy. All right. So let's wrap up here on drama series. And I think it's so interesting to see the categories because Succession, brand new to the Emmy game.
Yeah, well, you know, that's supposedly based on the Murdochs, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll not go there too deeply.
Right.
But Emmy's on Fox.
No, exactly. But, you know, it's supposedly based on, like, you know, an empire, shall we say, a media empire. So, right. Yes.
I was thinking maybe Donald Trump and family.
Could be, right?
Yeah.
Could be. We
Those
could
kinds
speculate.
Of families.
We could speculate.
All right. So it'll be interesting to see, will Game of Thrones take home drama series? And it's going to be an exciting night just to see how they do overall. Okay, moving on to comedy series. Give me a favorite, Catherine.
Well, you know, I think the odds are that it's probably going to be Veep because...
Not Barry.
I think Barry's got a good chance, but I think there, you know, there's the thing about the Emmys, there's a shows that are finishing this year, and this is why, you know, I think the Emmys you will see give a lot of attention to shows that we're saying farewell to, like Game of Thrones, Veep, and Big Bang Theory. So I think, you know, those shows like that. And actually, you know, one of the reasons the Academy gave for not having a particular host this year was that they said that they wanted to give more time to these shows that were, you know, loved shows that are now leaving us. So,
but we should note that Big Bang Theory is not up for comedy series.
No, but they're saying that, you know, that it was like, it's one of the shows that, you know, a lot of these iconic shows have been, it's the last year of a lot of these iconic shows.
So last year was The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel that won.
Yes.
So now, we'll see if Veep does take it.
Well, you know, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel has just been so loved. And this is an Amazon show. It's probably one of the biggest shows Amazon has done. And Rachel Brosnahan, who people just have related to this show, even though it's like set.
And she won last year.
She won last year.
Best actress.
As did the supporting actress, Alex Borstein. And this show's just been loved because, you know, it's about this woman who becomes a stand-up comic, and people have just related to the show, even though you think it's not necessarily something you'd relate to, but the characters have been so great, and this has just been sweeping awards, won Golden Globes as well. I mean, that has a really good chance. Barry, which, I mean, is incredible.
It's a hit. People love it.
People love it. Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live.
Who won last year.
Yep. And Henry Winkler won his first
supporting
actor last year. I love the way, you know, he's SNL alum, and he came up with this really, I guess, crazy idea, but it just works, about a hitman that's sort of trying to change his life by becoming an actor.
Who'd like to get his own Emmy.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's been getting great attention. One of my favorites is also Fleabag.
Okay. Guilty of not seeing Fleabag yet, but check back on Sunday by the Emmys. I will have seen all of these nominees.
Yeah.
But Fleabag getting so much buzz.
Fleabag's getting a lot of buzz. And it was interesting that the Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who
for Best Comedic Actress.
Yes. Well, she's also the writer of Killing Eve, the creator of Killing Eve. So this is like, she's like one of these powerhouse women at the moment. She's also writing the new Bond film. So I don't know how talented.
Who is this person?
She's
unbelievable. Give her an Emmy for something.
Right?
Wow.
And this is more a personal one. She's in it. She's starring in it. So I guess it's sort of like an adult Bridget Jones Diary. It's just very funny. It's quite risque. It's very funny, you know, and she talks to camera, which I like. And also, you know, Amazon was doing some very clever marketing with this. They had a pop-up because the character actually has a shop that sells hamsters and that. And they had one actually little pop-up shop that I went to on Melrose a couple of months ago to promote Fleabag. But again, Fleabag's getting so much attention. A lot of attention, really unique series. And yeah, I mean, I find the comedy series category is a great category.
And a good place with Ted Danson.
Yeah. Exactly. Again, network, what you're saying. And just a very interesting concept about the afterlife. Great
very
cast. Very funny. And then even Russian Doll, Natasha Lyonne from, again, another Netflix show. And
I sampled that last weekend. Like, okay, let's binge watch this one. Very funny.
It's great. I mean, it's sort of like a Groundhog Day. This is hilarious, this show. It was created also by Amy Poehler, who we know from Saturday Night Live. And
Guaranteed
funny. And Natasha Lyonne has been one of these actresses been around for a long time. She's really good. And this incredibly crazy concept in a way that she keeps reliving her 36th birthday.
And she keeps dying, right?
She keeps dying. and then keeps coming back and keeps dying.
What's going on? Didn't I relive this? Yeah.
I know. And they've kept that series going, but it is fascinating. It's great.
So you were pointing out that you went to this pop-up shop. We should let our listeners know a little bit more about your career and what it is you do.
Right. Okay. So I've been a journalist for a long time, reporting on entertainment, movies, and television.
I love your job.
I know. Right? I get to meet some pretty great people, really great people. Like I met Joaquin Phoenix today, who's coming up, not television show,
just
but
I love the way you
just
name
thought
I'd
drop.
Yeah. Just name drop.
So he's coming up in the movie Joker, which has got a lot of buzz. So, we spoke to him today. I spoke to him as well. And so basically, I also vote for the Hollywood Foreign Press Golden Globe. So, and, you know, obviously the Emmys are concentrated on TV. The Golden Globes do television and film. So we have to have a mix of everything. We have to know everything. So it's really
fascinating. I hate your job getting to just watch movies and television and streaming and cable.
I know.
And
It's tough.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go on then to our lead actor in a drama category. You have some people who, Milo won it last year. Milo Ventimiglia.
Right.
For This Is Us. He won last year.
Yeah.
He's up again.
Right.
But then you have Jason Bateman from Ozark.
Yes. I think that's probably, he's great, but I'm not sure if he'll win this one.
Are you thinking Kit Harington, Game of Thrones?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
You
although,
are.
You know, though, I think also a big favorite in this category is Billy Porter for Pose.
Well, I keep hearing Bob Odenkirk of Better Call Saul.
I know. This is sort of, it's interesting because it's so wide open that we've got actors here that have been in these shows for a while. Billy Porter is so fantastic.
Pose,
yeah. And I mean, it's hired the most transgender actors on television, and he has this incredible, flamboyant, wonderful role.
I just want to see what he's going to wear.
Exactly.
He's known for his fashion.
Exactly.
He's going to represent on that red carpet.
Yeah. So, you know, he has a good chance as well. This one's wide open. Or will Kit Harington get it because it's the final Game
just
of Thrones?
Just because.
Just because.
And, of course, we should mention Sterling K. Brown, who does some excellent work in This Is Us as well. I love this category because This Is Us has two lead actor nominees.
Yes.
In drama.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're going head to head.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we go to lead actor in a comedy?
Lead actor in a comedy.
So you have, okay, I just started binge watching Black Monday with Don Cheadle. I love Don Cheadle. I'm thinking, okay, anything Don Cheadle is in, I want to watch.
But isn't
that's
great
really
that
funny.
You can sort of binge watch? I mean,
yes.
That's the other thing with television now. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd always have to wait for the next show, the next week. But now you can like, I'm going to just watch the whole series right now. Mm-hmm. Which is great when you're preparing for the Emmys, right? You can actually.
True. Yeah. Usually at my house, it's like, can we turn off the television? Stop. No, we're not going to watch one more segment. Okay, so we have some great names. Anthony Anderson of Blackish.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle, Black Monday. Ted Danson, The Good Place. Michael Douglas, The Kominsky Method. Legendary Michael Douglas.
And The Kominsky Method is, I don't know, that's
it's
great.
Cute.
It's cute, you know. I mean, he plays an acting teacher, and I think he's great. Bill Hader, I think Bill Hader might.
Who took it last year of
Barry. Took it last year. I think my tip is he might take it again. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And Eugene Levy, we should mention as well, Schitt's Creek, great actor as well.
I'd like to see him. I just think what he did with that show is neat. But a great category. Does Don Cheadle stand a chance on this one?
I'm not sure.
Because not a lot of buzz on that series yet.
Not a huge buzz on that one, yeah. So, I think there could be sentimental favorite, Ted Danson. You know, he hasn't won, I guess, since Cheers, but, you know, he's a favorite.
How many great shows has he been in?
Yes, exactly.
And I hear another one's in the works.
Yeah.
He's like nonstop.
Yeah, so I don't know. We've got some legends there. Ted Danson, Michael Douglas, Eugene Levy. Or will Bill Hader take it out again?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about our lead actress in a drama. Then we'll go to comedy. All right, so again, Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke.
Right.
And then we talked about The Killing Eve going head-to-head, Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer.
Yes.
Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder.
I mean, she is great. She's always great, isn't she? She's fantastic.
But that's not where the buzz is this year.
No, I think the buzz could... I think it's frankly between Emilia Clarke for Game of Thrones or Sandra Oh again for Killing Eve.
And we have Mandy Moore also for This Is Us and
Her
Laura Linney for
Ozark. Her first nomination.
Except Mandy Moore has been in the business for a long time.
Oh, I know. It's
great to see this.
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed her years ago when she was a singer. So, you know, it's great to see her doing so well in this. Laura Linney as well, brilliant in Ozark. Mm-hmm. So,
And Robin Wright, House of Cards.
Yeah. But Jodie Comer, I love in Killing Eve, but she probably is not, you know, I think she's brilliant.
Okay, so she's up against her colleague, Sandra Oh, of also Killing Eve. If Sandra wins, she would be, if I have this right, the first Asian female to win an Emmy for Best Comedy? Lead Actress?
Did she win?
No, she won another, was it
she
Golden Globes?
She won the Golden Globe. Yep. Yes, yeah, she won our Golden Globe.
We're keeping a watch on that one anyway.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so your prediction is...
I think maybe Sandra Oh for that.
Yeah. Okay. Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones, will be watching for you too. All right. Lead actress in a comedy. I love Christina Applegate, Dead to Me. Of course, she was on Fox, which we're here at Fox right now. Married with Children, going way back. She's had a great career. Rachel Brosnahan, who won last year, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's the one to watch, right?
Veep. Yeah, because, you know, she won the Emmy. Well, every time she's been nominated for an Emmy for Veep, she has won. So she last year, of course, Veep was off the air because she was having health issues.
Yeah, battling cancer.
So she could be the sentimental favorite, I think, for this one. I think there'll be a lot of love. The Academy loves her, you know.
And she would set a record if she wins.
Yes, exactly.
More wins by any female actress. Okay. And then what about Phoebe Waller-Bridge? You talked about her earlier. Could she best Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though I think the show's getting a lot of buzz, I think she'd have a hard time this year winning against Julia.
Okay. So you're called. Do you want to move on to the supporting categories or do you want to do the limited series categories?
What do you want to do? Should we do the supporting?
Sure. We'll do supporting. Okay. So supporting actor in the drama categories. Of course, I'm looking at Game of Thrones here. One, two, three nominees for supporting actor in a drama category. Peter Dinklage won in the past.
Peter Dinklage, yeah. And I think he's probably the favorite again, although I don't know if they're all going to count each other out. But let's hope. Yeah. But Peter Dinklage, I think, could take this one out again. You know, I think he's so good. Well, they're all so good in Game of Thrones. But I think, you know, he's very loved in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Better Call Saul. You have two nominees also in Best Actor Drama. It's interesting to see these actors go up against one another.
I know. I wonder how they feel. What do you think they feel like? Do you think they're sort of like going, yeah, I hope you win? Or they're like, you're all just like,
well,
you're secretly going, I hope it's me.
Okay, let me tell you what Bryce said, who was the former head of the Academy. He said, when an actor wins, really the whole show celebrates. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's one of those things, well, if you win, at least we've won.
Exactly.
Our show gets, you know, some love.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
I'm sure when they get up and accept, they'll be going, and I want to thank all the nominees, as they all do now.
But maybe they're secretly thinking, I hate that guy.
Yeah, right?
Him over me, are you kidding me?
He took all the food at Craft Services. What?
No, I'm
that
sure
guy?
Lots of love on that night. Okay, so your vote is going to be?
Peter Dinklage, yes. That's my pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to call. We're going to check all this and see how wrong I was.
I'm making little notes here. She says, I love Peter Dinklage as well, Game of Thrones. Okay. Supporting actor in a comedy. Again, we have some veteran names with Henry Winkler, Alan Arkin, Tony Shalhoub. I mean, just some great names in the world of acting. And then you have the Barry actors, Anthony Carrigan and Stephen Root going up against each other.
I know. Three Barry actors. That's extraordinary. That's just fantastic.
That's right. There are three in that category.
Three in that category. Henry Winkler, of course, took this category last year, the first time he ever won an
the
Emmy.
The Fonz.
I've
broke the mold, right?
I know. I mean, I've interviewed Henry Winkler a couple of times, and the joy that he has. What I love about him is that he's just so happy about his career at this point. The fact that he's in the show, it's just it's so great to see his joy and how he's just reveling in this fact that he's sort of getting a second sort of bloom in his career. So I think it's great. I don't know if he'll take it again or whether all the Barry guys will kind of count each other out. Tony Shalhoub has been one of the favorites as well, because Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, you know, is very loved, especially amongst voters. So I don't, yeah, this could be an interesting one. So,
do you remember who won last year? Because I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Ah, me too.
Okay, we'll check my notes later. All right, moving. It's late, people.
I know, I should. Yeah, exactly, late.
We've been cramming for the Emmys, haven't we?
I mean, it's hard to remember everything, right?
Got my notes right here.
Yeah,
I made a whole notebook.
You got like a whole folder. You're going to be like...
And I have the Emmy book. I wish our people could actually see this.
Wow,
I've got the official Emmy book.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about supporting actress categories. We'll start with drama. And I'm thinking Game of Thrones. Four nominees in this category.
I know.
From Game of Thrones. Where do you go with that one?
It's crazy. You know, will they win? Maisie Williams is often picked as the favorite in this category in terms of Game of Thrones, because she had such a quite outstanding part, especially in this last series. So she's been tipped. This is a tough one. Or will they all, again, just count each other out?
What about Julia Garner Ozark?
Julia Garner. A lot of people are talking about Julia Garner. And I actually, was at the Telluride Film Festival, and Julia was there for this movie called The Assistant. And, I mean, she is an extraordinary actress. This was a movie that was actually... What would be a while till we see it, but it's loosely based on the Me Too movement and how an assistant has to sort of work in an office situation. And she is really, really extraordinary. And I mean, people just love her in Ozark. She's really one of these actresses that is just going a long way. So, you know, she could be the one. She could be the one to take out the Emmy.
And no Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones?
Well, I love Sophie Turner because she's married to a Jonas brother.
It would be a big year for her, wouldn't it? She gets married.
Yeah,
she's going
maybe,
to the Emmys.
I know. Maybe you don't get to marry a Jonas brother and get an Emmy. Come on. That's not fair, right?
Too much abundance on one person.
Right, though I'm sure she'll have a gorgeous-looking date on the, you know.
That's for
maybe
sure.
Maybe you'll get to meet both of them on the red carpet.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to stop by our Fox 11 booth. I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
From your lips to God's ears. Okay, how about supporting actress comedy? A lot of nominees in this category. You must see Fleabag because they have two nominees. Of course, Barry's up there. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel's up there. Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon, we love her.
She's
played
so
many
great
characters. Betty Gilpin of Glow.
Yeah, Glow has been one of these interesting shows as well. You know, this sort of based on the sort of roller, based on...
The women wrestling.
Women wrestling.
Yep. Women wrestling.
Women wrestling, yeah. Exactly. Didn't get a lot of nominations, but yeah, it stood out for that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have all of the top categories for the acting jobs. Who are you picking for this one for supporting actress? Anna Chlumsky, Veep?
No, I think maybe Alex Borstein for
Marvelous
Mrs. Maisel. Yeah.
And they've got two nominees.
She won it last year as well.
Yeah. Okay. I should make it. She won last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a great show. If you haven't seen it, I mean, what I love about the Emmys is, you know, I watch a bit of TV. I try to stay up on things, but the Emmys remind me of what else I need to watch that maybe I haven't sampled yet.
Exactly. Well, that's what's often good about awards, because it really reminds you at the end of the year, you know, oh my God. And what's great about TV is that, you know, you can, especially with their streaming and that, you can go back and watch all these things. So that is really good. But yeah, it gives you sort of the pick of stuff that you think, oh, well, I must go and see that.
And you know, on Netflix, which I just got on this past year, I'm new to the game, Netflix, but my husband has his shows. Because it allows you to put them by category.
Okay. Do you have very different taste?
We do, because I had Succession, and I have Pose, and I have, Pose isn't Netflix. Game of Thrones is HBO. I turned him on to Succession.
Okay.
Because it wasn't on his list.
Right. What was on his list?
He's more into things like Narcos.
Those
kind of shows, which I don't see on here.
It's not nominated.
Yes. I don't see that on here. Okay, let's talk about the limited series, Chernobyl. That's a hard one to watch, that Chernobyl.
Yeah, it's very challenging, but very, very good. Very good, yeah. So, I mean, and it got some extraordinary. It was one of those shows that people didn't realize it was going to be such a hit because, mm-hmm. you know, this tape obviously based on a very dramatic, real yeah. event that happened. And I suppose shows a lot of what happens with governments and what happens with, you know, the scientists that are trying to figure this out. I mean, it was quite shocking because obviously you heard the news about Chernobyl, but this gives the details that you go, wow, you would never have known about. And the disaster it could have been. I mean, it was a disaster, but yeah. potentially how awful this could have been for the planet, really. So, but this is a tough one to watch, but it's very good, very, very good.
Also, Escape at Dannemora. I know. A true story also.
Yep.
Covered that on the news, this manhunt for these two escaped prisoners.
Yeah, yeah. And Patricia Arquette plays...
She transformed,
yes.
didn't she?
Yeah. yeah. And she's nominated for two things, actually, for the Emmys. That she's an incredible actress. And this was directed by Ben Stiller. So that,
Yeah, who'd have thought, right? Ben Stiller.
I know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they've got some nominees. They have two for Best Actor, right? Lead Actor. Yeah, Benicio del Toro.
And Paul Dano.
Yeah,
and Patricia. Yeah, I think they're all nominated. Yeah. I don't think it'll win, but I have to say one of my absolute favorites in this category was Fosse Verdon on the life of Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. This was just such a great show.
Both their actors have nominees.
Yeah, just extraordinary. I mean, to show Bob Fosse, of course, one of the greatest choreographers and directors out there, had a very, you know, interesting life, shall we say, but made extraordinary films like Cabaret and all that jazz. So I just thought he was extraordinary. You know, I thought this show was extraordinary. I like the way that they, because you always heard about Bob Fosse, but you didn't so much know about his relationship with Gwen Verdon and how influential she was in his career as well. So I found that really gripping. I really loved that show.
So let me just break down their acting nominees because I had a little error on one of them. So it's Benicia del Toro for lead actor in a limited series and for lead actress in a limited series. You just talked about Fosse Verdon, Michelle Williams.
Yes, she's great as Gwen Verdon, yes.
Yeah, Escape at Dannemora is Patricia Arquette. Paul Dano got it for supporting actor for Escape at Dannemora. He was great too, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay, Sharp Objects. I just watched that one. Yeah. Amy Adams, who has not received an Emmy before.
No. And Patricia Clarkson's nominated for that as well.
She plays her mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, this was great. I really liked Sharp Objects a lot. And it's interesting because there's another nomination called The Act, which is Patricia Arquette. They're both, there's a similar subject because it's about overbearing mothers that are, you know, have that, I don't know if I can get the name right, it's Munchausen by proxy, where yeah.
They want you to be ill, right?
They want you to be ill.
Yeah. They feed off that.
Yeah, they feed off that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because Sharp Objects, you know, has a mother like that, and The Act, which is actually based on a true story, Gypsy Rose Lee's, that is same topic, actually, a mother that has that affliction. But yeah, Sharp Objects, Patricia Clarkson was very good in that. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And then, of course, When They See Us.
Oh, my God.
Also based on a true story. Central Park Joggers.
So good. I was in Australia when that happened. I don't remember
when
the
headlines. When it really happened in New York City?
When it really happened, yeah. Okay. So those headlines were not big in my mind. And this is produced by Ava DuVernay, who is extraordinary, you know, made Selma. And this is gripping, really gripping. And what happened to these boys? It was so unfair.
It's the story of the boys who were in New York City in Central Park. They were part of a group that was out wilding, and how they got railroaded into this prosecution of a rape of a woman jogger and the efforts to clear their name.
Yeah.
After serving time in prison.
I know, but when you watch this, you sort of go, how did they ever get convicted? It was so, like, such flimsy evidence. So it was just awful what happened to them. And also then what happened in their lives, you know. I mean, obviously they were released and exonerated, but it impacted their lives so much.
Yeah. So you have a lot of nominations coming out of that one. So Jarrell Jerome is up for Best Actor. I'm hearing a lot of buzz on his name, lead actor in a limited series.
I think he's got a good chance. As I think the show has, When They See Us, I think could take out.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that could take out Outstanding Limited Series.
I'm hearing a lot about Chernobyl, though.
Yeah, I think it's Chernobyl or When They See Us, but I think it's going to be one of those.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have some lead actress nominations also for When They See Us. They have two, Ajahnue Ellis and Niecy Nash.
Yeah.
All right, so while we're looking at limited series, let's go over the lead actor nominations on that one. Who's your favorite on that one? We talked about Jarell Jerome, When They See Us. Mahershala Ali for True Detective.
Always a great actor.
Benicio del Toro, Escape at Dannemora. Hugh Grant, A Very English Scandal.
Gotta love Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Jared Harris, Chernobyl.
He's brilliant in that.
Jarell Jerome, When They See Us. And Sam Rockwell, Fosse Verdon.
They're all great, I have to say. They're all really good. But I think Jarell Jerome is getting
That's a lot of buzz.
Yeah, a lot of buzz. So I think it's probably going to be Jarell.
Because didn't he play one of the young men when he was young?
Yeah.
And then they aged him. Right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, Jared Harris, I love. He's, you know, the son of Richard Harris, a great, great English actor. And I loved him in Mad Men, Jared Harris. So he's one of my favorites and he's so good in Chernobyl. But I think Jarell will be the one to probably take that out.
Okay. We're looking at lead actress now, limited series or movie. We talked about Amy Adams, Patricia Arquette. Oh, we didn't mention Joey King, the act. Well, you brought up the act, but Joey King.
Yeah, Joey King, a young actress who's very good in this. Very, very good. But yeah, great. Again, great list here. Michelle Williams, Niecy Nash. I don't know. You know what? I'm not sure about this one.
The Emmy goes to.
Yeah. What's your feeling? I don't know. Patricia Arquette's so good. Yeah, this is, I have to say, I don't have a clear choice in this one.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm trying to think if I've heard any particular buzz on any one of them, and I don't think I really have.
No, I think Patricia Arquette is very good. She could take this one out. Amy Adams, as you said, you know, she's always great. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting one.
Okay, I think we've covered the main categories of the night.
Yeah. Oh,
so are you going or where do you watch the Emmys?
I won't be at the Emmys, but I'm definitely going to all the after parties.
You are. So where do you watch the Emmys?
Well,
because I used to be at home in my sweats with my popcorn and I loved it. It was comfortable. Snuggled up with the dog.
You won't be
watching.
Able to this time, right?
No, I'm going to be. Well,
have you picked your dress?
I'm going to finalize the dress on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you excited?
I am because I haven't worked the red carpet for the Emmys, so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm doing the early coverage at 2 p.m., right. So the stars will still be in their limousines on their way there.
Oh, right.
not too many will be there, actually, when I'm on shift, but it'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Part of you know, what I love about it, these are our friends, our neighbors living here in Los Angeles. We all know actors in L.A. and writers and producers and people who are trying to bring shows to life. So these are our people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be great. Yeah. So the after parties is HBO's got their party. Netflix has got a party. Amazon's got a party. And then Fox as well has a party. So yeah.
I didn't get any of those invites.
What?
Not even the Fox party.
What?
Let me just say this.
I'm sure it's in the mail.
I have
it's in the mail, right?
Come back and do a post show. So maybe what it is. I've got to work. They knew I had to work.
They knew you had to work. Yeah.
Well, lucky you. Have a great time. Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Of course. This was fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you.
Mark down your predictions and we'll see how we do.
I know. And let's see how right or wrong I am.
Catherine Tulich, thank you so much. I appreciate your perspective. And of course, the Emmys airing on Fox at 5 p.m. We start our coverage at 2 p.m. On Fox 11. Excited to be part of it all. And of course, we'll see how you vote, too. We'll see how you do. And thanks for tuning in. You can find your podcast, this podcast, wherever you find your podcast, Olympic Athletic.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.